Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 5th of March, and I'm recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, a quieter day in here today, after the volatility that we saw on Monday and Tuesday, and stock markets are pretty steady in here overall. In Japan, the yen was under control. In other words, it's holding steady in the trading range, just below that 62 rupee level, which the central bank wants. And we also saw the second highest close here today, I believe, in the last 4 months. And there are reports coming out of India. I have a bit of a scratchy voice here today. There are reports coming out of India that the business community is optimistic about the second half of the year, and that's because of the general election, the very important general election, which Narendra Modi is most likely to win, and a very good thing too, I believe. As clearly does the India's business community. Now, we'll have to see, though, if India falls back as it has from this range. But so far, overall, it's encouraging. It is holding it, and the potential for a post-election sustained upward breakout is, I think, clearly apparent. Assuming, of course, that the election result goes as I just predicted. Now, Australia also firm, and New Zealand firmer still, moving to a new high in here today. And some of those ASEAN indices, which had been underperforming, having peaked last year, are at least ranging with a sideways to slightly higher bias, and that includes Indonesia. The soft spot here today in the Asian markets was China, which was down, retracing about a third of its recent rally. And in Europe, mixed activity, modest moves. Well, that's not quite true. I see the Italian market is up 1.38%. That's the best gain by far there. And on Wall Street, given the huge gains yesterday, it was pretty impressive here. The Dow came down a little bit less than a quarter of a point. The S&P 500 was virtually unchanged, and that powerful techie NASDAQ is actually up slightly here today, so holding its form here overall. Now, on government bond markets, the bond futures prices are slightly lower, which means the yields will be, again, slightly higher, but not much activity there at all today. The U.S. dollar index is a little easier at 80.099, and sterling a little bit firmer, 167.17 against the dollar, and the euro, though, just about unchanged, 1.3733. So quiet there, generally speaking, among the currencies. One that I should have mentioned, the Chinese renminbi, which had weakened quite sharply in the latter part of February, but that rally has, I beg your pardon, that decline, rather, has run out of steam. It was the dollar rallying against the renminbi, but the renminbi has firmed a little bit in here today. So the somewhat eyebrow-raising, controlled weakening of that currency seems to have paused here for at least the short term. Precious metals, the interesting factor is that palladium and platinum are strong, and palladium, which I mentioned yesterday, breaking out on the upside, and it extended those gains and is currently at 772.8. That's very firm, and that's impressive. Elsewhere, in the commodity markets, the contributors to new highs here, again, for the cumulative commodity index, they've been led by foods for most of the last few weeks. Not here today, because the food prices are mostly a little bit softer in here. Although coffee, after a volatile day, U.S. that Arabica coffee market rather closed, I think, on a new high for this move. So drought still pushing that upwards. But the industrial metals were firm across the boards in here today. And again, these look like these type 3 ranging time and size base formations that we often discuss. It's a classic contracyclical sector that moves late in bull markets. And the U.S. bull market is almost 5 years old. I think on the 10th of this month, it will be 5 years old. A slightly disconcerting factor is that the markets that bottomed in the fourth quarter of 2008 have actually mostly come down quite sharply in what are clearly medium-term corrective phases overall. But no sign of that yet. On Wall Street, and the monetary tailwind for markets generally is still quite powerful. And I think also we're seeing a shift, a continued shift. It's been going on for a number of months now, but a continued shift out of bonds in favor of equities overall. And that's a powerful force. And on that note, I wish you all the very best. Mm-hmm.